Perek Gimel Mishalef 3:1. In the previous Perek, we talked about who is invalid to do the sacrificial procedure, but there we noted that it only talked from the Kabbalah, receiving of the blood into the consecrated vessel and onwards. I emphasize over there that really Shechit Kibdame anybody, and our Mishnah says that explicitly over here. It says, Kola Psulin, all the invalid people who can't do the Kabbalah Halachas Rika, Sheshachatu, if they do the Shechita, the actual ritual slaughter of an offering, Shechitas and Kshera, their slaughtering is totally valid. Sheshechita Kshera, because it's valid to have the Shechita done, Bizarim, with a non-Kohen, Benashim, by a woman, Uba Avadim, even a Eved Kenani, a person who wasn't born Jewish, but essentially was became part of a Jewish household. I'll explain this at length in a moment. Uva Tameim, and even Tamei people can do Shechita. Afilu B'Kadshei Kadashim, even we're talking about the most holy consecrated korbanos, meaning that the Chatas, the Asham, and the Ola, those two. Ubilvad Shlo Yu Tameim Nogim B'Basar, provided that after the animal is slaughtered, a Tamei person doesn't touch the flesh of the animal, because then he would make it invalid because it becomes Tamei. Okay, let's unpack this piece by piece. First of all, it says, Kol Apsulim Sheshachatu Shechitasan Kshera, anyone who is invalid, who does the slaughter, his slaughtering is kosher. That sounds like Bidi Evid. Okay, it says after the fact. So, what does that mean? In fact, it is Mutar Lacharachil, it's permitted from the outset for a non-Kohen or a woman to do the Shechita here. The reason why we talk as if it's Bidi Evid after the fact is because the Tameh person really, his Shechita is indeed kosher. However, that is only Bidi'evad. L'charchil is a dinder abanan, that a Tamei person shouldn't do Shechita because he is liable to end up coming into contact with the carbon and making it Tamei. Okay, now, Sheshechita Ksher Bezarim, Shechita we said can be done by non-Kohen, it's based on Pesukim here. Benashim, with women can do Shechita no problem, and that's actually true for Cholon as well, and the reason why women can't do Shechita on a cow that you're going to eat nowadays, Uba Avadim, an Eved we said is an Eved Kanani, someone who started out being non-Jewish, but he became the property of a Jew and part of their household. It certainly couldn't mean an Eved Ivri, a Jewish servant, because an Eved Ivri is a regular Jew who's sort of in debtor's prison, there's nothing not Jewish about him, so of course his Shechita is kosher as any other czar. But the Eved Kanani, the point is, while an Eved Kanani is kosher, a less than that isn't valid for him to do the Shechita. The reason is as follows. A non-Jew is not kosher to Shechita, period, and that's true by chulin, regular food as well, nowadays. The Eved Kanani is someone who was started out being not Jewish, but he has meanwhile been mal, he had circumcision, and he went to the mikvah, and he's now essentially a quasi-Jew. He's obligated in keeping mitzvahs like a Jewish woman, meaning a Eved Kanani, he keeps kosher, he keeps Shabbos, etc., like other Jews, like any Jewish woman. The obligations are the same. And therefore, he's like a quasi-Jew, and therefore his Shechita is okay. But a non-Jew, or even a Eved Kanani who hadn't yet gone to the mikvah or had bris milah, would not be okay. Now, as far as Uva Tameim, Tamei people, so we said, Afilu B'Kadshei Kadashim, they can do Shechita. This does give rise to sort of a funny logistical question, which is, wait a second, a Tamei person can't enter into the Azara, even if he's just slightly tummy. So how in the world is he going to do Shechita? And don't say he'll just reach his hand in, he'll stand outside and reach his hand in, because even a partial entry into the mikdash is forbidden for a tummy person. So you'd be forced to have some setup where, for example, like the knife is very long and he's standing outside and the knife reaches inside or something else contrived like that. But the point is, in principle, a tummy person could do Shechita. That's not the problem per se. It says, as long as he doesn't touch the meat. Now, just a couple principles here, so you understand how this works in a bit more detail. A living animal is not susceptible to tumah, period. So that means if you have a cow who's transporting a corpse on its back or something, that cow is still eligible to be used as a korban or something. It's not a problem, okay? But once it's dead, it's tumah susceptible. Now, there's a few technicalities here, which I think sort of muddy the water, so keep that in mind, but just I'm going to speak out a few principles here, just they should be clear. Even a dead animal is not, like who's been shechted, is not susceptible to tumah until its meat has been huchsher, prepared to become tumah, and the hechsher, the preparation, requires the animal is, or whatever the food stuff is, becomes wet in a way that the owner is happy about or fine with it, and it's wetted by one of these seven machshirim, the preparatory liquids, let's call them, that are called by the mnemonic Yad Shachat Dam. Those seven letters, Yad, stands for Yayin, wine, and Dvash, bee honey. Shachat, the shin, is for shemen, that's olive oil. The chet is for chalav, milk. The tet is for tal, dew. Then the last three, two letters are dam. The dalet is for dam, blood. That's relevant here. And the mem is for mayim, water. So if blood is a machsha, the liquid of blood can make food susceptible, so you'd say, okay, but now the carbon after you slaughter, of course, is blood at the neck, so therefore it should become now tumah susceptible. The only problem is that there's a special rule all to itself that the blood of korbanos in the base of English does not machsha, doesn't make things ready to become tumah susceptible. But notwithstanding, there's a separate additional rule, which is, notwithstanding that's true, but korbanos carry a special place, like in our hearts, if you will. I don't know, they have a special status, and they anyways are susceptible to become tummy. Okay, so the bottom line is, a tummy person who touches the animal would make him tummy. Now, there are other technicalities as well, like, for example, if a person were like an avatuma, and he's using a knife, then the knife itself will become a rishon, and the animal will become tummy anyways. Okay, so like lots of these technicalities, but the principles are the principles. Okay, lefikach, says the Mishnah, and therefore, heim poslim b'machshava, the thought of a person doing shechita, even if that person doing the shechita is a non-Kohen, a woman, an Eved, a tummy person, their thoughts matter. If they think chutz l'makom or chutz l'zmano, etc., they're going to invalidate the offering because their thoughts matter, because they're eligible to do the shechita. But remember, they're not eligible to do Kabbalah, receiving the blood, or afterwards. And therefore, v'chulan shekiblu es adam, if they do receive the blood, and while they're receiving the blood, this woman, this non-Kohen, thinks, you know, chutz l'zmano thoughts, whatever the story is, or chutz l'makomo thoughts, then that's neither here nor there. The point is that the thought isn't relevant. The Kabbalah is not valid. But now, im yesh dam ha-nefesh, if you have blood that's still eligible to be used for korbanos, dam ha-nefesh. Dam ha-nefesh means the blood that is spurting out after the incision is made in the neck. So that's, you know, you have a small window. But the point is, let's say for argument's sake, there's two spurts of blood, and there will be certainly at least two spurts of blood. If the first one is caught by the non-Kohen, that's not good, and his thoughts are not relevant, but if a second one could be caught by a Kohen, and it must be if he can try, then it would be valid, and that blood would be okay. So then, Yachzor HaKasher V'Kabel. So then, a valid person, meaning a Kohen, should run now, catch the second spurt, and then receive the blood and proceed with carbon as it should be proceeded with, meaning even though that the first spurt of blood was caught by a woman or non-Kohen, and they had the wrong thoughts, it doesn't matter, because as long as you can proceed with as long as there's still Dama Nefesh available, so you can proceed with the second spurt of blood and go from there.